beginning of the Daf, Masechet Baba Kama, Daf Gimel, the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the Tosafot Masechet, the beginning of the Gemara, Mesheir Lamadim, that if according to Rav, that says that we learn it all from Shar, so then, meaning whenever you know you have a tekel, you weren't mafki, you learned from Shar, so then this is exactly like Shar. So then it's the same thing, told the same kaitz about. Which Tai says, what do you mean? What does Rav hold that we learn now from Shar, all these takalas? Hai no Karen. It means, because we know the word Shar can mean a few different mazikim, it means the mazik of Karen. Because the Shemir Egel Beturmish is Rav. Actually, those two mazikim are exempted from Rav. Rav and Mazikinoi, regarding the stone and the knife. Okay, so obviously we're talking about Karen. Because we're talking about Mishas Rav, and if it's Shemir Egel, it'd be Pata. Now, Tai says, Rav and Mazikinoi, in the Chalabit Tamas Lamo Adois, so wait, if you learn from Karen, Tais bothered with a question. He says, wait a second. So this is Karen. Karen mino b'shus Ram, like everywhere, is chatzin ezik. So and that's the Tais says, no, in l'chad b'tam t'amu adus. We're not going to differentiate between a tam and a mu'ud, if the first time or the third time. Because the l'shal l'chal, this difference that we make in Karen, is between tam and mu'ud, is il b'alachayim, it's only living creatures, and here it's not. And therefore, it's actually going to be, from the beginning, nezik shal. Even though it's learned from Karen. And then it says, you say, wait a second, hey, chagam mishar, how can you learn out? I'm the kingdom from Shar, Baal Shar, what do you call by an Akshakin? Baal Chai, it's a living creature, but Kavanas Lahazik has intention to damage, which you don't have Kavanas Lahazik by a stone and by a knife. So Mephash Rashbam, the Rashbam explains, the Asim Boy Bashar Mahatzad, you're right, it's not really learned out just from Shar, it's learned out from a common denominator between Boy and Shar. And because Boy is a Mazik, and it's not Baal Chai, and it doesn't have Kavanas Lahazik, and therefore, that's the common denominator between the two of them. So come on, now the Gemara later on the Vav Med Aleph, Kabeat Sada Shava, the Kama Abaya, the Abaya says, oh, Lasui Abnei Sikino, the common denominator is teaching you the person's stone and his knife. Loi Goras, the Gemara says not, Il Rav, now if according to Rav, that he says, Kul Mishar Lamanu, that we learn from Shar, Hainu Shar, no, because the Rav was a Shaper, the Bemahad Sad, a Sinikid Vashina, that makes sense. That, like we explained, because it actually is from a Mahatzad. It's not just from Shur. It actually is learned from Shur and Bar, as the Gemara talks about later on. Now, because what's difficult is, because Kibin the Mibor Adam Yolov, since you're saying, wait a second, you don't know just from Shur, you know from Shur and Bar, then if that's the case, Lepachim Hu Kalim, then Kam should be exempt. Kibor, like Babar Yupatar and Kam. Now, the problem is, comes about Nech, the Gemara later on, Rav holds that you're liable when a person breaks his jug and then someone trips on it. And that's the case of Abn Sakina. But Abn Sakina, you tell me, is learned out from Shur and Bar, and Bar is part from Kalim. So if it learned out at least from a common denominator of Bar, it should be Potter while you chai. That's the question. The next test, not the words of the Gemara, that, okay, so what's the difference from Bar? Because Chalas Asiyas Nazik, and umamayin chetzi money and shmoras nalecha. So here also, then the telada should be the same thing. Which says labdafka gabi bor. That's not precise the wording umamayin chah by bor, because the lab umamayinu, the pit is not your money. You just happen to have dug it in rishus rab. It's just we made it like your responsibility, but it's not your money. Chin gabi esh. Truth is by esh is also not really umamayin chah, because the b'shita it's obvious to hidlik gidisha shel chavet habeish al achar the chayev, that if someone lit someone else's a silo with someone else's fire is going to be chayim. So it's lav davka, this terminology, it's not precise when it says mamaincha your money. Next, it's about the words of the Gemara. So it's saying that, mabes adam. So the question is, what's the avis and what's the toldus? If you're going to say the av is when you're awake and told, as Tais Maskel, tell the Yosh when he's sleeping. So Tais says, have a Muslim mifra. The Gemara could have asked on that and said, wait a second, well, come on, later on. On the Dalam and Aleph, Mukim Asnitin, the Gemara explains that what's the case of the other Hamazik, Biyashim when he's sleeping, where Shadar Kilahazik, where the norm is for him to damage, the Kogli Av, and it's called an Av. So how could you call it a Talada? So it's the Gemara has a good question, but the truth the Gemara could have asked and said, how could you Talada Ziyashim when it's obvious the case of our Mishnah of other Hamazik is when he's sleeping? And this test master with the words of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, really? Aye, but now we're learning the Mishnah, later on the Chavam Rav, whether he's up, whether he's sleeping. So Tais explains, late Parach, the Gemara is not asking the Yashin Nami have Av, that sleeping is also an Av, because the Darsh Allah the Gemara, like the Gemara Darshans and Perketza, later on the Chavam Rav, may Petzatach as Potza, where we see that you're right, that sleeping is also an Av, learned up in the Torah, because the Lemaisi Hachakra, it's not bringing that Pasuk. The only thing that we're bringing over here is that you see that even if it was a talada, it is kayitzva. It's the same thing. So this wouldn't be the case up till the same love kayitzva when we're trying to figure out. And that's the Gemara's point to be. And then the Gemara says, okay, no. What are you going to say? It's kichay v'niyoy. That's the case that we're talking about. And that's going to be this halacha of the Adam Hamazik that we're finding is his talada. So he says, Pesha Kondra Rashi explains that it means meha'af, that what's this kichay b'neyeh? So kichay, he says, is spit from the mouth, and niyeh, the way Tosfos brings from Rashi, is the meha'af, is the liquid that comes out of the nose. So the question of Ben-Tam is difficult to remember Ben-Tam, because the Perek Damanida on the Nuneim Abay is Ketani, the Gemara there teaches that kichay v'niyoy u'mehav, that there are obviously three different things. So obviously, neither kichay nor niyoy is mehav. So it seems that mehav is its own thing, that the water that drips out of the nose. But the kichay, hu ayitim nagurim b'koyach, that's what, like phlegm that comes out of the throat when you force it out. V'niyoy hu ayitim napelgein nanua, and niyoy is what comes out of the mouth by just shaking. And these are that's what kichay and niyoy is. This says not to begin with the words in Gemara, that we're saying that we're trying to figure out what is it. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're talking about it's Chatzi Nezek Tzoreres. So the Gemara says, why is it called Talad L'Regel? Okay, L'Sham Naliyah. The Gemara says that, so why are you calling it Talad L'Regel? So the Gemara says, L'Faytri B'Shus Rab, to exempt it in the Shus Rab. So even though it's Chatzi Nezek, it's going to be like regal that's potter. So it says, but then we can say, I might pshit late tvei melasham aliyah, to pay for megufoy melaliyah. So that wasn't so clear. As we see that that's Rav's question. He wasn't so sure about it. Do you have to pay from your pocket or only from the value of the mazik itself? And here, meaning which that's not clear if you learn it from regal or not, but regarding being exempt from Shazram, that was obvious to him. Since really, maker adin, since it's learned from regal, it should pay the full damages. But also, so that's Allah Chaim Shabbat comes along to tell you to let Mishal El Chazan, you don't have to pay only half the damages. And if that's the case, also, you see that Allah Chaim Shabbat comes to lenient, not to be stringent. And maybe you'd say that the lenient is also, and that's what we're saying, is to say also it's learned from regal to be exempt from Shasra, whereas we're not learning out necessarily to be machmer and to say that Mishal and Aliyah, maybe it's still Mikufa. Why is it called Talad the Regal? Now, says, what do you mean? I've got the Talad the Regal, although it's similar to Regal, because, what do you mean? It's done with the foot. So the Talad says, yes, but Kivin Shadina Chalak, it's Allah, is different. It should have had its own name, so that's why we have to find an answer. Why is it called Talad the Regal? Like we're saying, because it's exempt in Shusra. Like it says, not with the words of the Gemara, Kamtagra of Yisid, or Rav Yisiv translates in the Aramaic, which says, Nokar Rav Yisiv, the reason why it says Rav Yisiv, Lefisho Yiboka B'Targim, because he was well versed in Aramaic. Why? Because Sheish Kamen Yon Targim, because there's many different types of translation, and he knew all these different types. But says to the Balik of the Pirish B'Alma, not the way it's explained in general that, oh, Lefisho Yisagi Nar, because he was blind. And therefore, what? Devarim Shabbixav, regarding Torah Shabbixav, Chomish, Yatur Shalom Apeh, Torah Nadim Ksum, you can't say it by heart. Therefore, he said, oh, the Aramaic translation, therefore he knew Targum well, because that, you know, the Israel saying by heart, but because he was blind, he had to say everything by heart. So it's not true. There's some Islasses, because when it's a time to do for Hashem, Omar Hassan Lagmar says with the story that's permitted, because Islas Hashem Hefer says, you can know for the Torah Vendcha, Islas Gol Mazed. There's no greater necessity of learning by heart if you're blind. So that cannot be the reason. It must be stumped into Targum well. He says, Mazda Benun the Gemara, trying to explain what the Mishnah means when it says, Lohari Hashur and Karei Hamava. If you're saying Shur is Karen and Mava is Shane. So the Gemara says, it means Lohari Karen. You can't compare the characteristic of Karen. She'ein hanol lezekei, which does not have pleasure to damage, k'ra'a she'ein, that there is hanol lezekei. Shreis explains, meaning, u'pshia pasha, and therefore it's a greater negligence by Karen, because Shoyle Lishma Shari should have protected his ox. And Taisa really coming to address the question as the Gemara ultimately asks and rejects this. But Taisa is saying, what was the Gemara's having in this seemingly? That Shoyle Lishma Shari should have protected his ox. Shabakal HaYochel HaShamrei, it was very easy that he could have watched it. Shein Duchuk HaLahazik, because it's not pushing to damage. Kimi Shein HaNol HaZik, it doesn't get any pleasure to damage. Ava Shein, but regarding the Mazik of Shein, of its teeth, of eating Shein HaNol HaZik, where it gets pleasure to damage. Oh, Kahabi Keinoinis, that's like beyond the control. Because Shalah HaYochel HaShamrei, it's too difficult to protect it for that, because it's pushing and pushing and pushing to do it. Kimi Shein Duchuk HaLachel HaNasik, because since the animal's pushing to consume what it gets pleasure to eat it. That's one way you could say it. Another way is also true. But like Russian, and you cannot compare the characteristic of Shein, Shein Kamenas Lahazik, which his intention is not to damage, and therefore Tesh explains if Ein Yotza Tikva, and therefore it doesn't have such a desire pushing it. To eat, you could protect it. Kadoya Karen, whereas the characteristic of Karen, the Kamenas Lahazik, his intention is to damage, and Yotza Tikva, and its inclination is pushing it to damage, and therefore Ein Yotza Tikva, you would think you cannot break this so well, and therefore you would not have known Karen from Shar. And like we said before, you would not have known Shane from Karen. And that's what we have to say, both of them. That's how the Gemara understands in the Havamina.